Welcome to episode 2 of Hunting the Prey. Man, do we have a lot to talk about. I just recorded a podcast yesterday, and that was just detailing like what happened this series, what could they do to win game 6, and what would a game 7 in Denver look like. Last question we're going to look a little bit closer on today, but I think we got an answer to what the Wolves needed to do to win game 6. And it's pretty simple. It's play like absolute gods. What the hell did we just watch? I mean, okay, I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm sitting here at the end of the first quarter, at the end of the second half, of the first half as well, thinking like, how do the Wolves blow this? And they don't. They just continue to pile on points in the most non-Wolvesy way ever. I mean, they were just piling those points on him. Did you see Jokic's face? I mean, he looked like Gru standing there after his house is blown up. Like, it looked horrible. They were down so bad. And I mean, yeah, Jokic is joking after the game. But no. That was a blow for this Denver team that looked unbeatable the last 3 games. They looked absolutely unbeatable. And the Wolves come out, destroy them by 45 points. And we're looking at a Wolves team going to Denver for game 7. Firstly, I want to talk a little bit about the match. A game, not match. That's football. Soccer for you guys. Idiots. The game started off 9-2 for Denver. And I want to credit Mike Anori for that absolutely amazing timeout. That needs to be in the history books for the best timeouts ever. I don't know what he said. I don't know what Finch says. I don't know what Pablo Prigioni said. I have no idea. But whatever they said, I want them to say that every fucking timeout, because they came out after that timeout and went on a 20-0 run. They went from down 9-2 to up 22-9. Denver didn't score a point in what seemed like a decade. They were so bad out there because the defense the Minnesota played was so good and they couldn't hit the rim. Like, they were not able to be close to scoring. And Minnesota just looked like a different team. They just looked like the better team. They looked like a team that is unbeatable. They looked like the team we saw in the first 6 games of the playoffs. They looked absolutely amazing. And man, that 20-0 run just... yeah, they just piled on points after points, bucket after bucket, stop after stop. At the end of the first half, it was still a 19-point lead. Again, I was a little bit skeptical, that's what it's called. And then they came out third quarter, absolutely blew them out of the water again. Came out fourth quarter, just hit everything. And the Denver Nuggets wave the white towel. They don't want any of it. They want to get out of here. They want to go back to Denver because, man, that was embarrassing to watch. And credit to these Wolves because they've faced so much controversy these last few days. I mean, Gobert has been apparently put in a body bag. Yeah. Yeah, Draymond. Sure, buddy. We can look at your stats against Jokic. I don't like that guy at all. You know, Kat has been called bad. He's not a good second option. Ant needs someone else. He needs someone better. He can't be the next guy he can't be next to Ant and win a championship. And then Jaden, he's been like, oh man, you're paying this guy like $30 million next year? to what, play Josh Okogie defense and not do anything on offense? Like, are you paying a Josh Okogie that's 3 feet taller than him? Like, what are you doing? No. These Wolves came out game six, elimination on the line. Go home or win the fucking game. You know what they did? They blew them out by 45. They came out, they showed who they are. Every player on this team played exceptional in their role. I want to kind of get into that on what happened to these Wolves players. How did they play? Because there were so many different roles than I thought there were going to be. And I think the prime example of that is Kat. And I think a lot of NBA fans would have absolutely been amazed, and they would have called you stupid if you said to them, in the first two series in the NBA playoffs, Kat is going to be the primary matchup on KD, and he's going to be the primary matchup on Jokic. They would have laughed in your face. And quite honestly, I would have thought, you know what, that might have worked in the regular season, but Jokic, Jokic just scores on everybody. Jokic can't score on Kat. I mean, he can't, but not in the level that he can score on everyone else. It looked like Kat finally found his Kentucky defense, because that was special. That was special to watch. On offense, it was absolutely special too. And you can look at the box score, you can say, 10 points? What is that? Like, he didn't play good? He played awful. Get that man off the court. But if you watched the game, you just saw the Wolves' plan was to get a mismatch with Kat on the post and let him go to work. Whether that's passing out of the double team, whether that's attacking the double team or the single coverage, and he just performed absolutely amazingly. And that's not something I would have thought about Kat, especially after that game four. Because I was pretty vocal about that, the first quarter in game four is the worst quarter I've ever seen from not only a Timberwolves player, but a player ever in the NBA. Kat went 0-for-7 in the first quarter. And it was just that. Post-ups, some stupid deep threes. He did not think while he was playing that game. But tonight, he got the same looks. He was guarded by KCP or Jamal Murray most of the time. Came to the post-up. He was double-teamed. Either he split the double-team, got inside for the lay, or he had some beautiful passes, cross-court pass to Jaden McDaniels was one of the most beautiful passes I've seen. Like a cross-court to Jaden. Jaden, like, faked the shot, saw Rudy's defender coming up to contest the shot, dished it to Rudy, and Rudy was all open for the dunk. That was one of the most beautiful plays I've seen from this team ever. They played so well. Everyone played their role perfect. The next player that played their role perfect it's crazy that this guy is the guy I'm talking about, number two, but it's Jaden McDaniels. Man, Jaden McDaniels has gotten so much hate this series. And it's kind of justified because he has not played well. And that's not been because of the defense. The defense has been exceptional. As always, it's Jaden McDaniels. He's going to use his length. He's going to run over those screens. He's going to hunt. The reason he got so much hate is because he couldn't do anything offensively. And the biggest problem was that he couldn't hit a three. He couldn't hit a three to save his life. He was some like 4 of 23 or something from the three before this game. And that was one of the biggest talking points. Before this game, can Jaden McDaniels hit his shots and play his role? He came out of this game with 21 points. And that's on great efficiency too. He shot 3-for-5 from the three-point line, which is unheard of. That's like That's a 1-3 less than he's hit in every other game these playoffs combined. That's a crazy stat. He also had a steal. He had 2 blocks. He shot 8 for 10 from the field. And he was plus 23. And I mean, those are just numbers. But if you watched him on that court, he was probably the best player on the court today. Just because he played this role. And I know you're going to say, yeah, but Anthony Edwards is there. Jokic is playing really well. No, Jaden is the reason that the Wolves won this game. He fueled that first 20-0 run. First a step back three and then a steal. I mean, this was the Jaden McDaniels game. I talked about that last podcast, last episode. I said, every series, Jaden McDaniels has had a Jaden McDaniels game. And you can count on that now. It's cemented. Like, each series, Jaden's going to have this amazing offensive game that's going to win you the game as long as everyone else just plays, like, average. And that's what happened. Another player that I thought played exceptional was Mike Conley. Mike Conley was out last game, and I said that shouldn't have been as big of a problem as it looked like. I was wrong. Mike Conley does so much for this team. If D'Angelo Russell was on this team, we wouldn't be in the fucking playoffs. I mean, I would give my left leg for Mike Conley to just be on this team for the next 50 years because he is so calm. He's so smart. He shoots all the right threes. He dishes the right passes. I mean, man, he even had this crazy block. Like, first he hit a three, then he came back on defense, and then he blocked the shit out of, I think it was Christian Braun, that he blocked the shit out of by the rim. Like, it looked like a backboard block. It was crazy. Like, he jumped out of the gym. 37-year-old Mike Conley. I mean, this has been maybe the best game I've watched from the Timberwolves. Maybe just right behind that game 2 performance. I thought that was a little bit better. I mean, I think you're helped by Denver just not shooting really well. I mean, you see Jokic couldn't hit a 3 this game. Caldwell Pope was 2-for-6 from both 3 and the field. Jamal Murray was 4-for-18. He shot 22% today. That is horrendous. He couldn't hit a 3. Michael Porter Jr., he's not going to shoot 1-for-6 from 3 again. Justin Holiday just didn't hit a shot. It was 0-for-5. I mean, they couldn't hit. They got some opportunities. They just couldn't hit them. And when you're not hitting, that definitely helps the Minnesota Timberwolves. And again, the numbers are going to be buffed just because of that fourth period when everyone decided they were Steph Curry. But Minnesota didn't really hit a lot of threes either. I mean, Nas Reed was 0-for-4. Cat was 0-for-4. It wasn't a great game, like, shooting-wise. At least at the half, they were shooting 44% from the field. They were still up by 19. Oh, yeah, I could rave about this game for a million years. I got to stop now. I got to turn my head. I got to look ahead at Game 7. In Denver. If you haven't watched my last episode, go do that. Go to like the last 4 minutes or some 4 or 5 minutes. I kind of look ahead at the Denver series. I painted a picture of how that would look, and that is very much a subject now, a subject of discussion, because the Wolves are going to need a lot to win in Denver. The Denver atmosphere is just crazy. I don't know who said it. Was it maybe Richard Jefferson that said one of the best atmospheres he's been at was Game 5 Denver. It was just, yeah. I agree. The Denver Nuggets fan base, I have a lot of respect for those guys. All of the interactions I've had with them are crazy, and they just look like they're just happy to have a competent team, which is what we're looking for, but we just don't have it yet. Or we didn't have it until now. And they are just going to light the house on fire as soon as the Wolves enter the building. And how are they going to respond to that? I mean, you could look at game 1 and 2 as examples to how they respond to that. I think they came in with a lot of confidence. They rode momentum into those games, and it worked wonders. But I mean, it's a different time now. Denver, they've got some confidence too, even though they just lost by 50. They've got confidence. They've seen what they can do. They probably think, okay, this was just a one-time thing, and it might have been. It might have been a one-time thing. I don't think Denver is going to lose by 45 again. But they're gonna have a tough time against Minnesota. But Minnesota are going to have a tough time against Denver. And I'll watch these 6 games from start to finish, every minute, and I've not gotten any wiser on these matchups, these teams, how they play, who's going to win this game 7. I have no idea. I can't tell you, because Minnesota, they played so well the first 2 games. Then Denver wins 3 in a row, and now Minnesota blows them out by 45. Like, what does that tell you? Like, it doesn't make sense. That's what I'm trying to say. Man, this game 7 is going to be legendary. It's going to be a game to, like, if you don't watch it, I feel sorry for you. I think this is the first game that's going to be like wire to wire. There's going to go down to like the last few minutes. This is going to be the first game to get a last 2 minutes report. Either we're going to love that last 2 minutes report, or we're going to be like, oh, Tony Brothers fucked us of the Western Conference Finals. Which is also a factor in this. Who do we get as the ref? Like, if it's Scott Foster, if it's Tony Brothers, I'm gonna just bet on the Nuggets. Like, hit that line twice, 3 times. They're winning if that's the case. But if it's another coach, no, another ref. I thought the ref did a great job today. Who was it? Like, Mark Davis, I think it was. I think he was exceptional tonight on both sides of the ball. He let him play, which is beneficial for the Timberwolves, but he let him play. He reffed a really good game. And you got to just watch the next games now. Or the next game. Who do we get as a ref? I mean, it's not going to be an excuse if we lose. But yeah. This is going to be a great game 7. And if you don't watch it, I mean, you're dumb. You're just dumb. Go watch it. I'm going to definitely watch it. I don't know what time it is yet. They haven't announced what time it is. I don't care. I have a day off on Monday, so I'm going to be able to watch that game no matter what. But the Wolves, they're back. Hashtag Wolves back, as they say on Twitter. And man, we could be heading to the Western Conference Finals. It stands between, like, it's Denver Nuggets in 48 minutes that stands between us and the Western Conference Finals. 20 years since last time. It has been 20 years on the day to where we last had our Game 7 against the Kings to make the Western Conference Finals. 19th of May, they're going to play the exact same day they did the Kings. And is history going to repeat itself? I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see. This has been the Hunting to Prey podcast. I appreciate you for listening. It's been a kind of a hasty thing. I didn't really have time to record today. So if it's a worse podcast than usual, I've only posted one. I don't care. If it's a worse podcast than usual, that's why. I just had to get this out because I have so much Wolves talk that I haven't gotten out of my head today. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. We'll be back, I think, after game 7. So, probably Monday to recap that game and hopefully a future series. We'll see. We'll see. But this has been the Hunting the Prey podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode. See ya.